Okay, we're at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, and this chart very succinctly summarizes the various opinions we're discussing. We're discussing when's the beginning time where one is to say the Kriya Shema, the nighttime Kriya Shema. One second. Mm-hmm. There's an extra. How many guys are here? Didn't I make 6 sheets? No. Steve needs a sheet. Okay. So, when is the earliest time that you begin saying the nighttime Shema? So, moving from left to right. Left to right. Our Mishnah said, from when does one begin saying the evening Shema? When the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma after nightfall. Which it didn't say nightfall, but the Gemara said it means when nightfall, when the stars come out. That's the singular opinion of our Mishnah. The Gemara said, well, Bryce number one, does it seem to argue with our Mishnah? Well, initially we thought it didn't. All right? Well, initially we thought it did. It said, when do we begin to say the Shema? When a pauper comes home and eats his meal. Pauper doesn't have much to eat, so it doesn't take very long to eat his meal. Gemara thought that Braisa 1 argued on our Mishnah. The Gemara said, no, it's the fact of the matter is, when the pauper comes to eat, it's the same time that the kohen can eat the truma. They're both at the three stars coming out. Then the Gemara said, well, I don't know about that, because from Braisa 2, it doesn't seem to be that way. Because Braisa 2 asks the same, all the Braisa's Mishnah all ask the same question. When do we begin saying the Shema? And it says, the Kohanim says, when the Kohanim merit to eat the Truma, which is the same time as our Mishnah said, when the Kohanim can eat the Truma, when the stars come. And then it says, more thought, when people eat on Friday night their meal, Gemara thought it was the same time as when the pauper enters. And if that's the same time as a pauper enters, and if the pauper enters is the same time when Kohanim can eat, then there's no machlokas between the Chachamim and Reb Meir. And the Gemara at this point said, no, they're all the same time, that there's a different time. The pauper enters and people eating an Erev Shabbos are different times. Right. But finally, Braisa 3 left us no alternative. Because Braisa 3 brings us 5 different opinions. Reb Eliezer, who says, when the Shabbos is sanctified. And when is that? When the sun goes down. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says, when the Kohanim are purified, that's when the stars come out. Rabbi Meir says, when the Kohanim immerse, well, that has to be before the sun goes down, to which Rabbi Yehuda said, but that's daytime. How could you be, how are you saying Shema then? The Gemara has to deal with that yet. Finally, Rabbi Hanina says, when a pauper enters to eat during the weekday, well, that's used to argue with Rabbi Yeshua, says when the Kohanim are purified, so that, and then it says Rabbi Achoy says when the average person eats during the week, clearly we can't say they're all the same times, so it's got to be different times. So therefore, the Gemara falls back and says when the pauper enters is not the time when the Kohanim enter. So now we have 5 different opinions as to when you can begin saying the Shema. From Rabbi Eliezer, from when the sun goes down. Rabbi Yeshua, when the stars come out. Rabbi Meir, it appears to be before the sun goes down, which is a question on that. Rabbi Hanina says when the pauper enters. And Rabbi Achoy says when the average person eats their meal during the week. So now we have a lot of cleanup work to do, and there's a lot of questions that have to be resolved. Yes?
Us learning today, how are we supposed to understand when you have a rabbi in one Mishnah or in one Braisa saying?
So then you go to the next layer of study, you look at what the Rishonim have to rule on, then you look in the Shulchan Aruch and you see what they come out with.
Oh, but I mean, like, so when you see Rabbi Meir say one thing here and one thing here, does that mean that the people that wrote that Braisa didn't know Rabbi Meir's...
So the Gemara is
going to...
The Gemara is going to address that issue.
Yeah.
That's going to be on today's agenda. There's obviously things that have to be resolved. Number one, if we now said that when the Kohanim eat the Truma, which is a Tzeisuk Achavim, is not the same time when the pauper eats, so which one is later? One question. Another question, it appears that Rabbi Eliezer, who says now in Brisa 3, when the sun sets, is contradicting what he said in the opening Mishnah, when the Kohanim enter, which is Tzeisa Kohavim. That's one problem. Reb Meir is also a contradiction, because Reb Meir says when the Kohanim immerse, well, in Brisa 3, while in Brisa 2, it says when people eat an Erev Shabbos, which cannot be the same time. Okay, and then we have Rabbi Yehuda's question on Reb Meir. So that's all the cleanup work, and that's today's agenda. We have to clean up all these issues so we have some resolution to all these cases over here. That's what our job is before we finish today.
Hopefully. It'll look good for Reb Meir.
We will see. Well, you should know, there's a general rule. Almost always, we never rule like Reb Meir. There's a general rule. We never rule like Reb Meir. If there's anybody who argues on him, we don't hold like him. The reason was because he remained a student of Acher. And that's one of the reasons why. Anyway, so now let's pick it up. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom of Beis Amid Beis. Now that we have said that the time of the stars coming out and the time when the pauper eats during the week are not the same time, so now we got to know, okay, well, which one's different? Which one's earlier or later? Stars coming out, we know what that is. So, but we up to now, we say, well, the pauper eating his meal during the week is the same time as when the stars come out, but we saw that cannot be. So now we're up to this question. Okay, now we're back up on the, why is that so small? Let's make it a little bigger. Hi, minayim ochar. So which one of the two is the later time when the Kohanim can eat the truma at Tzeisa Kohavim when the stars come out, or when the pauper eats his meal during the week? Gemara says, Mistavra, it's more svaritic, logic. We don't have an absolute proof, but we can use logic. Logic would suggest that the poor man eating is later. Why? Diamrat Ani Muktam, let's say that the Ani is earlier. Let's say that time is earlier. So when would that have to be, at least?
After sunset.
Before the stars come out.
Yeah.
Before. Now, when would that be? So we have to assume it's going to be earlier. It's got to be later. Because if you're going to say it's earlier, then what would be earlier than the stars coming out? What do we have on our list? What's the earlier one before that?
When
the sun goes down. When the sun goes down. But we already have that opinion is mentioned. Look on your chart. Right? What did Rab Chanina say? If Rab Chanina says that, then what did Rab Eliezer say? When the Shabbos is sanctified, when the sun goes down. So if it's going to be earlier, it's going to be the same opinion of Rab Eliezer. We don't need two rabbis to say the same opinion if they're arguing. But that's going to be. So Rab Chanina, who's saying when the pauper eats, Heiner Rab Eliezer. That's Rab Eliezer's opinion when the Shabbos is sanctified. Right? You might say, well, maybe there's a time in between that. Well, that's improbable. For it seems improbable to say that there's yet another time before the appearance of the stars that would be defined as the time that people lie down. Remember, it's when people lie down. It's got to be when people, the Torah says, it was shachba, when you lie down. Well, when the stars go out, people lie down for sure. So, well, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, earlier than that. Okay, when the sun sets. Okay, sun sets, it's a little dark. It's not so light. So you want to come up with another time after sunset and before the stars come out? It's not likely. If a person's going to bed before the stars come out, and we already have sunset, it doesn't seem there's no other like marker between sunset and the stars coming out to go slip in an opinion. So therefore, since he can't be earlier, then what's the only assumption? Later, has to be later. So therefore, when it says when the pauper eats, el olav must be said, Shema Mino, we hear da'ani ma'uchar. When the pauper eats, it's a later time. Doesn't say how much later. Shema Mino, indeed we see that it's a later time than that.
This doesn't make sense. Because we said he's a pauper, he doesn't have money for candles and light. So how can he be eating later?
That's only, so it's, that's see, the commentaries suggest that there's still, even when the stars come out, there's like a little bit of light. There's like a little bit of light. And he eats in the dark.
But we started this like 2 days ago. We said
I know.
The whole reason the pauper discussion was because...
But we said it's the same time as when the stars come out. At best, we always said when the stars come out.
Then it's already dark. That's what I'm saying.
So, but that's when he's eating. So then we've got to say it's not sunset. So
that's
what are we?
What I'm saying is, if we say he eats at night, it defeats the purpose of using a pauper as the guideline.
No, the pauper unfortunately eats in the dark. But by the time
idea of bringing a pauper was to say he eats when there's still light because he doesn't have by candles.
Again, we never said that because no, the pauper's eating as soon as he can because there's no point in making it later. He doesn't have any light. He can't eat later. But he can't eat earlier because he has to get home from work, and he has to daven, right? So he's not. So we never suggested it's earlier than the three stars coming out, which is already dark. It's already dark. Right? It's already dark. When the three stars come out. Well, in the beginning, we thought maybe it's early, but then we said it's not. We've said it's not. That's the whole point. As opposed to much later, regular people, they got candles. They could eat an hour to 2 hours afterwards. So he never eats in the dark. So that was that opinion. So far we have the opinion of that. Now the pauper eats sometime after the stars come out. Not very long after the stars come out, but after the stars come out. Okay, now we go back and try to clean up our mess. Rabbi Meir said, when the Kohanim immerse, it has to be before sunset, right? So Rabbi Yehuda said, but that's daytime. Who's going to bed before the sun sets? So we have to answer that question now. Amar. So the Gemara is quoted in the Braisa. The master said in the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda asked on Reb Meir, Vahalo Kohanim Vod Yom Tovli. The Kohanim, they go to the mikvah when it's still daylight. So Lechuira, that was the Braisa. So now the Gemara is saying, Shaper Kamala. Didn't Reb Yehuda ask a good question, Reb Meir? So how are we going to answer Reb Meir? It's a good question, Reb Meir. What do you mean? You go before sunset? That's the beginning to say the Shema. How could that be? So if you recall, we said there's a machlokas when twilight was. Remember we said yesterday? It's a machlokas when twilight is. One opinion says twilight begins at sunset and ends at three stars coming out. That's twilight. That's a very long twilight. However, there's another opinion that says that twilight is the blink of an eye. And that's the opinion Rabbi Meir is going to go with. For Rabbi Meir... Hachi Kamarle, Rabbi Meir, this is what he's going to say. Now, the premise of Rabbi Yehuda's question is that twilight is long from sunset to the stars going out. So if you got to go to the mikvah, you got to go to the mikvah before twilight. That means you're going to the mikvah before sunset. But Rabbi Meir says, Mi savritana abena shmasididachka. I mean, do you think I was referring to your twilight, the way you understand twilight, that twilight begins at sunset, and therefore the coin's going to the mikvah before sunset? I don't hold that that's when twilight is. Remember, you got to go to the mikvah before twilight. Yeah. So, Anna, I hold of Abein HaShmashas to Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I hold, according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion, what twilight is. And what is twilight according to him?
Single point of time.
Rabbi Yossi, Abein HaShmashas, Keheref Ayin. Twilight's the blink of an eye. Day ends, blink of the eye, night begins. That's twilight. Zenichnas. This one enters, the night enters, v'zeyotz, and the day departs. And, wait, I know what your question is. V'yev shalamado, and in such a small time, it's impossible to determine what it is.
Crazy.
In other words, the first opinion holds, when the sun goes down till the stars come out, that's twilight, and we don't know how to define that halachic status. Is it day, is it night, is it a suffix? Comes along, Rabbi Meir says, I hold like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the moment of twilight is a moment.
That's crazy.
And you can't tell. In other words, when day ends, the next nanosecond, night begins. Okay, and it's impossible to tell when that is.
This is in Israel.
Now, this is a quote from a Bryson Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yossi, Bein Hashmashes occurs immediately prior to Tzeisa Kochavim, the appearance of the stars, and lasts for just 1 second. That's his opinion. We don't have to hold it, but that's his opinion.
You're probably right. We just don't
prior to that is legally considered day. And the Kohanim may therefore immerse themselves up until that time and still be fit to eat Truma a few moments later when the stars come out. So let's say the stars come out at 6 p.m. tonight.
Yes.
6 p.m. and 17 seconds. So the twilight is at 6 p.m. and 16 seconds. Okay? And that's so now for the Kohen, according to that, for the Kohen to immerse when it's daytime, when does he have to immerse? 2 minutes before twilight.
Yeah, yeah.
2 minutes before sunset. Before the stars come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it plenty dark then?
Yeah.
According to him, twilight is dark. But it's got whatever, like a fraction of a smidgen of light. Mm-hmm. Like 0.001% light. Okay? Yeah. So the Kohen goes to the mikvah just before that. So therefore, he can go, like, I'm sure 5 minutes before, it's still plenty dark, yeah. Right? So the Kohanim, so Rav Meir shares the view of Rav Yossi. Thus, according to Rav Meir, the Kohanim did not have to immerse themselves until just a few moments before the appearance of the stars when it was already almost dark, right? Now, Rav Yehuda's view of Bein Hashmashes, however, is that it begins a longer time before stars come out when there's still more light. Thus, Rabbi Yehuda objected that if the Kohanim must immerse themselves before Bein Hashmashes, that time cannot be considered for going to sleep. So that was his question. Rabbi Meir says, when I said when the Kohanim immerse, that's according to the opinion of Yossi of twilight, and therefore it's only 5 minutes before the three stars come out, so it's plenty dark. Yeah?
Rabbi Meir is not saying anything, right? We're using logic.
Rabbi Meir is...
No, I mean here, when we're saying Rabbi Meir says...
That's what Rabbi Meir obviously meant to say.
Yeah. We're saying that. He's not
saying that. Does it matter?
Does it matter? Yeah, because we're trying to understand logic.
In the logical flow of the Gemara, does it matter?
No.
We're dealing with logic.
Right.
Does it matter?
If he actually said it.
Or somebody said it for him. Does it matter?
No.
Okay. So now, in summary. Ready? The Gemara has quoted three brises. You can look at your chart while we go through this. It's three brises containing a number of different Tanaic views concerning the time for reciting the evening Shema. Gemara attempted to establish that two of these times, the time a poor person enters to eat and the time a Kohen was tummy may eat shum again, are actually the same time. That's what he wanted to start with.
Right.
But eventually proved that they're not, and that the poor enter to eat their meal after the time that Kohen may resume eating Truma after the appearance of the stars. We'll now summarize the various opinions in chronological order, beginning from the earliest. Okay? So now, if you want, you can write on your chart a little bit who's later and who's up. Rabbi Eliezer says, from the time the Sabbath is sanctified, that's sunset. So that's the top one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the earliest time. Rabbi Meir, well, I don't know why he jumps to Rabbi Meir, but anyway, well, I'll tell you why, because he's going in order of the time. Rabbi Meir, from the time of the Kohanim where Tamei immerse themselves, that's just a few moments prior to Tzeisa Kochavim. So that's the next time. So if I would have made this chart, I would have put, well, this is the order of the brisa. So Rabbi Yeshua, from the time Kohanim who were Tamei are permitted to begin eating Truma, that's Tzeisa Kochavim. So Rabbi Yeshua is when the stars come out. That's the third later time. Now we go, Rabbi Yehuda asked the question. Now we go to Rabbi Hanina. When the pauper enters, we already said that's a little bit later than the stars come out, right? Rav Hanina, from the time a poor person enters, eat his daily meal of bread and salt, which is sometime after the appearance of the stars. Now, we got another opinion. Remember, we had Rav Meir of the second Brisa. Remember? Rav Meir of the second Brisa, when people eat their Erev Shabbos meal, which is not one of the opinions of Brisa 3.
Right.
Do you see in Brisa 3? That opinion wasn't stated. But in Brisa 2, you have Rav Meir, when people eat their Erev Shabbos meal, which you said is a different time when the pauper eats. Okay? So, he says, when people enter to eat their Sabbath meal. Now, there is a question whether this is a later time than the previous one. There's a machlokas of the Rishonah. How to understand what is the Friday night time when people are eating Friday night? When is that exactly? The Gemara initially assumed that this time is the same time as a poor person enters the same meal. We rejected that. The Gemara rejected this assumption in order to defend the view that the time of a poor person is the same as the time of a kohen. But we eventually dropped that defense. Since Gemara has now concluded that this view is incorrect, so what is the time when people eat Friday night? When is that? So now we're going to the Rishonim level now. Raj Mamiri maintains the Gemara returns to his previous assumption that the time ordinary people eat to enter on Friday night is the same time that poor people eat during the week. So we go back to the original assumption. So that's according to them, that's the same time. Thus, listings D and E refer to the same time. Okay? That would be the same time. We're according to Rashi's second explanation of Rav Achai's view, the Friday night time is actually later than the poor man's weekday time, and indeed the latest of all the times. Okay, fine. Now, and then what's left? Rav Achai, and some say Rav Acha, from the time people enter to eat their evening meal during the week, which is even later than the time of a poor person and the latest time of all. That's according to Rashi's opinion. Mm-hmm. So it comes out that the average person in a week, they got light, they got candle, they got everything. They need time to prepare the meal. That's the latest time. We don't know how much it is, an hour, 2 hours. But that's clearly, according to Rashi, the latest time. So we have, backing it up, sunset. Mm-hmm. A couple minutes before the stars come out, the poor person eating during the weekday a little bit later than that. Then we've got the people on, according to some, when the person on an Erev Shabbos is either equal to the pauper or a little bit later than the pauper. And then regular people during the week is the latest time because they still have to prepare the meal and they got the lights to see it later. So these are all the different opinions that we have from all of this. Okay, now we're on the top of the next page. There's still a little bit more cleanup to do. Got four more lines to go. But now let's analyze the statements here. Now look at Brisa 2 and Brisa 3, and you see there's a contradiction in Reb Meir. Yeah. In Brisa 2, Reb Meir says when people eat on Erev Shabbos, which is clearly after the stars come out. And what did Reb Meir say before? Boy, the Kohanim immerse, which is at least a couple minutes before the stars come out. Yeah. So the Gemara asks your question. Kashya to Reb Meir, I to Reb Meir. It's a contradiction of the two Reb Meir. It's the same Reb Meir. How could he say in Brisa too? It's when the people eat on Erev Shabbos, which is after the stars come out. And he yet says over here, when the Kohanim immerse, which is a little bit before the stars come out. So guess what? Trei Tanoi, a Levite Reb Meir. The two Brises are authored by two different Tanoim who differed as to the actual view of Reb Meir. There was a students of Reb Meir who differed. They argued as to what his Rebbe said. Okay, so it comes out that it's one person quoted Reb Meir one way, one person quoted Reb Meir the other way. So okay, so you could have different students, different opinions. I got another contradiction. Kasha to Reb Elazar ad Reb Elazar. But it's a contradiction of Reb Elazar and Reb Elazar. Let's look at Brisa 3. Reb Elazar said, when the Shabbos is sanctified, it's sunset. But let's go back to the first lines of the Masechta. From when may you begin saying the Kriya Shema, from when the Kohanim can enter until the end of the first watch. These are the words of Reb Elazar.
Yeah.
So that means, it seems to say, Reb Elazar says, from when the Kohanim can eat the Truma, which is Seisach HaRavim. And in this Brisa, Rebbe Elazar says what? When the sun goes down. It's a contradiction of Rebbe Elazar. So we have two answers. Either Trei Tanoi Elibra Elazar, or you can say, again, there's two students who differed as to what Rebbe Elazar's opinion is, same way we answered Reb Meir, or Vivis Amor, or we can answer like this. Reisha, the first clause of the Mishnah said, from when may you begin in our Mishnah? From when the Kohanim can eat? Lav Rebbe Elazar, it's not Rebbe Elazar. In other words, we read the Mishnah like this. From when can you begin to say the nighttime Kriya Shema? From when the Kohanim begin to eat the Truma, which is Seis Kohanim? Stop! No name is associated with that. Next, when does it end? It ends after the first watch, and that's Rebbe Elazar's opinion. In other words, the first line, there's no argument. Then when does it end? It's the three-way machlokas. Mm-hmm. So they said, when the Mishnah stated, these are the words of Rav Lezer, referred only to the ruling regarding the latest time for receiving the evening Shema until the end of the first watch, which is debated with the Chacham and Rav Gamliel. Remember, the Mishnah's first statement, which concerned the earliest when we began reciting, was not part of Rav Lezer's statement, but an anonymous statement that actually reflects the view of the sage of Rabbi Yeshua in the second and third brises, which Rabbi Eliezer himself disputes.
So according to Shmura, is not the same as Mishaya Kohen and Nichnasi.
Of course, it's not the same person.
Not the same time, though. So,
It says, when can you say the Shema? From this time until this time. Of course, they're not going to be the same time.
Yeah.
No matter how you read it. From this time until this time. We're just saying it's not one person saying both clauses. It's from when can you say it? When the stars come out. Period. Stop. Now. And until the end of the first time. That's Rebbe Eliezer. When we thought it meant Rebbe said the whole thing. According to Rebbe Eliezer's view is that the time of the evening Shema begins at Bein HaShemesh is when the Sabbath is sanctified and ends at the conclusion of the first watch of the night. Rebbe Eliezer stands the verses state Meshach when you lie down to mean the time when people go to lie down. Still nobody's lying down at sunset, but they go to lie down. What does that mean? You put on your pajamas, brush your teeth, say Shema, do all that stuff, and by the time you're done, remember, Eretz Yisrael, and in that part of the world, how long does it take from sunset till the stars come out?
Yeah.
Very short.
20 minutes.
Very short. So how long does it take for you to get ready to go to bed? Right? Put on your pajamas, brush your teeth, take your vitamins, put water in your CPAP machine, get all that set up. Then you say the Shema. Takes, if you're saying the whole Shema, it could take 7-8 minutes. By the time you're finished with the Shema, the stars are out. That's what he's saying, which includes the time when they're preparing to lie down. Since some people begin to retire for the night earlier than others, the verse, in effect, refers to the entire period from the very earliest that people begin retiring until the latest that they customarily do so. The sages, however, understand the term Meshach when you lie down, refer to the time that people are actually lying down in bed. Thus, the period referred to is the entire night. The sages reduce this time to midnight only to ensure that a person will not fall asleep and forget to say the Shema. Okay, they also exclude the Bein HaShemesh period because although people are in the process of lying down, they're not actually in bed. Rav Gamliel rejects this preventative decree and therefore permits the Shema to be recited until dawn. So it comes out, is it what the whole time you're in bed or even preparing to go to bed? That becomes the difference. And these are all the opinions. Stop, two dots. Now, just before we leave, we'll have a little fun for just 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So then we did a complete one full block. Mm-hmm. And now we're just going to take a look at a little quiz. We'll take it together.
Yeah,
good. Good.
Okay, we'll work it as a team. We'll work. Is it big enough for you to read it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh,
now it's beautiful.
Rabbi Gamliel holds that according to the Chachamim, you can say Shema all night. True, false, lichatchila, initially, or b'diavad, or after the fact.
True.
Gamliel holds it.
Oh, sorry.
So what do you say? A person can say the whole night.
True.
You got four choices. True, false, lichatchila, initially, b'diavad. Which one should we press?
True.
A. Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Hope
so.
Okay. Next one.
Okay.
That's not what I wanted.
We got a new one.
So what am I? It's okay. Question two. Hector Chalavim Evarim is until burning of the fats is until. Say stars come out, Shkia, sunset, Amud HaShachar, morning pillar, Zricha, sunrise. How long do you have until to do that?
Amud HaShachar. That's what Chacham you say.
When do the fats have to be burnt? By the stars come out, sunset. Okay, which one is it?
Chacham said midnight, but they mean until daybreak.
So what's the answer?
guess see, really
it's always see when you don't know.
Amuda Shachar is dawn. Sricha is sunrise, which is 72 minutes later.
Right, I would say see.
Always go with see.
Correct! Two for two. Kapara is ma'ake for Koine Truma. Atonement, the korban, holds the coin back from eating truma. He can't eat truma until he brought the korban. True or false?
False.
I didn't know. Which one is it? The day or
false?
False. Because he only has to go to the mikvah.
Right.
That's it. So three for three. Three more to go. When can a koin that was mitire start eating truma again? When the coin goes to the mikvah, when can he eat truma again? Shkia, sunset, say, stars come out, alos, dawn, immediately after going to the mikvah.
Yes, that's why we say the Shema.
B. Okay.
Stars come out.
Five. Misha'ani nichlas lechol pirimach, when the poor person comes to eat the bread. Until that, what time is that? Stars come out, shkia, sunset. He gets up from eating. It means like this. From when he begins to eat until when? From when he begins eating until tzeis, until shkia, until he gets up from eating, or until
what's
he goes
question?
To. What's the time is, the Quran's opinion, from when the poor person, when can you say the Shema? From when he begins to eat his bread until, it says until, how long do you have to say it? Say, Shkia, he gets up from eating, he goes to his Daf Yomi Shir. If you remember, in Brisa 1,
until he gets up.
In Brisa 1, it says he pauper enters until, he gets up from eating. Very short period of time. Remember we said that opinion for sure argues on the three rabbis?
He's only eating a pita.
I forgot that little thing. That's when it starts, but when does it end? The Brisa said it. You guys forgot. It starts when he begins to eat, but it ends when he finishes. It's only 15 minutes. It's the shortest amount of time that he gives you to say the Shema. Okay, that was a good one to review.
Yeah.
Final question. Which is the later time? When the Ani eats, the Kohen eats, or they're the same?
Conclusion.
The coin eats at seis. That the conclusion. Is it Ani? Which one's later? Is the Ani later than the coin, or are they the same? The way F with our conclusion.
I remember it's the same. Later. I remember it's the same.
We said, how could it be the same? Then how are they arguing?
It can't be the same.
It must be later.
So then what is it?
Later.
Which is the later one?
We said the pupper's later.
We said it today, guys.
The Ani is later.
The Ani.
Yeah.
Bingo! All right. Six for six. That was the quiz.
Dude, I'm fine. Rabbi got fine.
Okay. Shkaya. All right. Next week, Erez will be here, and he will start from the two dots.
Okay.
Okay. So we finished one good sugya. Shkaya. Shkaya.